Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I want to play a clip. TikTok, well, time's ticking on TikTok. But for all its flaws, it has some real benefits. And one of the benefits is it seems to just know how to track people down. Listen to this clip from a newly married couple that just got their wedding pictures back. This happened to a friend of mine. These are not my friends, but this just happened to a friend of mine.
Hey, everybody. We need a little help. We just got married in October, and today we got our photos from the wedding back, and we had a photo booth, and there's two people that we did not invite to the wedding.
Took pictures
and showed up. So we're going to reveal a photo of them. If you know them, let us know. All right, here's those girls that crashed our wedding. We're genuinely not even mad.
We're not mad.
We think it's hilarious.
Hope you had fun.
We honestly would want to meet you and get lunch, like just hear your story. So let us know if you know them.
I can tell you the story.
What's the story?
We were at the same resort or country club or hotel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We had too much to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And we went, oh my God, let's go to that wedding.
Mm-hmm. That's how it always goes.
Yeah.
Because I did that. I went to a wedding in Ohio when I was, at this point, 10 years ago, or maybe even longer than that. And I got obliterated. Long story short, it was because I didn't know anybody at the wedding. So I found one guy that would be my drinking buddy because it was my wife's friend. So I let her just hang out and party with them. So I found one drinking buddy. Turned out that drinking buddy was the ex-boyfriend of the bride and ex-best friend of the groom. Not sure how or why he was even invited, but he was drinking to forget. And I was trying to keep up. And we absolutely were at the same place that had another wedding going on at the same time.
Right.
And we thought, oh my God, wouldn't it be hilarious if we walked over to that wedding too? And we did, and we blended right in.
Sure.
We danced with the bride. We danced with the bride's mother. I couldn't recommend crashing a wedding more. As long as you're there just to be a good time.
Right. Don't disrupt anything.
Right.
I mean, dancing with the bride and the bride's mother, probably pushing it a little bit.
They had fun.
Okay.
The bride's mother especially had fun. I dipped her.
Oh, good. I love that. Good for her. For some reason, when I was in high school, we used to go, and I don't think it's there anymore, so I think I can say this. We used to go break into the Doubletree on Arden.
Was it closed?
No.
Oh, okay.
But we somehow knew that we could get into things there.
Sure.
Like, we could get into conference rooms. We could get into, kitchens that were not being used. We could get into all kinds of stuff. So when we had nothing to do, we just go there and be like, what can we get into now? And oftentimes there would be a wedding. Now, the problem was we did not look the part.
You're teenagers.
And we weren't dressed like we were going to a wedding.
Right.
Sometimes we were able to blend in a little bit. Sometimes it was like, shoo, 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 shoo.
Not a lot of people show up at weddings with a Fiona Apple t-shirt.
Right, right. And like Old Navy overalls because it was the 90s.
Right.
The best thing that you could do, and this was like at a time where there was like a gift table, you know?
Oh.
If you could write your name on the gifts.
Uh-huh.
We thought that was hysterical.
So you would take other people's gifts, like write your name on other people's gifts?
Yeah, but I would scratch their name out so you could still see it.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny about this story about the couple on TikTok? They found them.
Love it. Oh.
So I'm Grace Lynn. I'm Valerie. I was in town visiting Grace Lynn in Milwaukee. We don't live in the same city. And you can take it from there if you want.
Yeah, I was in town visiting. We decided one night we had no plans. We said, oh, why don't we go try wedding crashing? We got we looked up the most popular wedding venues in Milwaukee and then basically just drove around town to each venue to see if there was a wedding happening. And so we stumbled across your venue, went inside. We followed the music and where it was coming from and found your wedding.
These girls are pros.
Okay.
They didn't do...
This is how they decided to spend their night. Now, I will say this. If this is something you're going to do, be respectful.
Yeah.
Don't show up and make a scene.
No.
These are these people's special day.
Yes.
You should go unnoticed.
Mm-hmm. I think you talk to relatives of the bride. You talk to friends of the groom. You stay on the second and third tier of the guests.
Yes.
And you just chitty chat with them and make up a whole story.
I was going to say, you have a backstory.
Yep.
Know the bride and groom's name.
Yep.
And don't make it a salacious backstory because then that's going to get you noticed.
Right.
It needs to be, I used to work with Jeff at his last job.
Single sentence backstory.
Right.
Yeah. No, how do I know her?
Used to be neighbors.
Yeah, we used to be neighbors. Our moms still keep in touch.
There you go.
Something like that.
Yeah. But do have some sort of backup because what if somebody's like, well, Brittany's mom died 12 years ago.
Be like, I know. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, my mom's a medium.
Oh. What a backstory.
Yeah.